people are serious. I'm like...
Hello, Internet, and welcome to the Dirty Thursdays podcast number 25. I'm your host, Ian Tordella, and this week we're in studio with The Heavy Guilt. Their new album, In the Blood, is scheduled to drop on July 16th.
1, 2, 3, 4. Melancholy melody, murmur of a memory. Purgatory tells a story, each soul hears it differently. Days are slow and shadows creep. Moon will judge us as we sleep. Verdict for each year to keep as lines unfold inside our dreams. Silent stage, some relevance on every page. Through the tangles and the forms of time, down the pulse of telephones and wildfires. Watch those incandescent.
And that was God Burning Eyes, and then Through the Tangles by The Heavy Guilt. We're here with the acoustic version of the band today. We're going unplugged. You heard Jason Littlefield on the upright bass, Eric Canzona on lead vocals and guitar, Sean Martin on guitar, and Josh Rice on Rhodes. And they're usually joined by Mr. Al Howard on percussion and toys, and Jenny Marullo is a drummer and also did our background vocals on that last tune. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
So, Al, maybe you can tell us a little bit about the band and how this group came to be. How long have you guys been playing together?
Since Jenny joined the band was about two Decembers ago. So we've been this incarnation for a year and some change. So I almost consider that like the beginning of this band.
Of this band, yeah.
But Josh and I played in a group called the K-23 Orchestra for about 7 years. And I wrote lyrics, and he would write a lot of like more folky rock and roll songs that didn't fit in the context of that band. So once we found Eric to kind of give some life into those songs, the whole Heavy Guilt process got started. Then nice. It initially was just to record an album, so we tried to call, you know, some super bad musicians. So we called up Sean and Jason and our buddy Jay Smart at the time. And we had so much fun in the studio that we were like, let's make a band.
Let's start a band, dude.
And I just like finished a band and vowed to never be in a band again. And here I am.
We could just swear that we'd never start a band again.
Well, when you're in a band, you have to work with some crazy people. I understand Ian Tordella was a one-time member of the K-23 Orchestra.
Yeah, this is true.
So, so you basically, for anybody listening out there not familiar with you guys, you do most of the writing or all the writing of the tunes.
All the lyrics.
The lyrics. And then Josh is the guy who gets most of the harmony together, right?
Like the first album, especially.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of, I mean, it's been, you know, there's been contributions by the lot of us, actually.
Right, so you're writing more as a group?
We're writing more as a group. It's typically someone's idea, and then the group will form around it.
Right on. And we were talking earlier, and you said, you know, you usually play piano, but a lot of the tunes you actually write on guitar to keep them simple.
I write the songs on guitar, but I don't get to play guitar in the band. I think that's kind of a...
You got totally short-changed.
Yeah. I pulled the short stick on
that one. He gets one song. He plays guitar on the first song on our new album is Josh on guitar. It's kind of muted, but...
Well, as long as he gets to do some face melters.
It's tucked in the background.
Yeah.
I mean, there's I definitely write on piano too and on Rhodes, and it goes back and forth, but.
Cool. So for Eric, how did they initially find you? It's an interesting story how you got into the band, right?
Yeah, I was just a fan. I was on the mailing list when they sent it out, and Al said.
So the mailing list for K-23.
The mailing list for the K-23, and Al was like, we're done, it's over. And he said, you know, we kind of want to do this other thing. And I said, well, I kind of want to do the other thing, so so he called me like that same week and we talked, and then I went over to Josh's house and we started recording like a few songs at a time, and I think they gave me 3 as homework and I took them home and recorded them and brought them back and we played, and
it was great too, because when we initially met and having like Eric be like a fan of our band, and like our last show, you know, it was the last show, so a lot of people came out. So he thought that he would be like vying for this opportunity to play with us. Whereas like we got 3 emails. One was from a girl who was like, oh yeah, I sing in the shower. And I was like, nope, delete. And there was another guy, he's like, dude, I'm in a Sublime cover band. I'd love to be your lead vocalist. Oh, I was like, delete.
That was your guy.
And then there was Eric.
I wasn't that guy. Yeah. Wasn't
you guys wouldn't even be here if you'd gone with him. You'd be like driving, rich. You'd be driving a 7 Series.
we'd be playing the belly up.
So yeah, when I first heard Clove, I was pretty excited too, because I didn't know what to expect after being a fan of the K-23. So I thought maybe like Al was gonna rap and I was gonna like sing a chorus once in a while.
Yeah,
it's like, are we gonna be like the male Evanescence or something? I didn't know.
And you
so
replied.
I was pretty excited when I heard Clove and all these other songs. So.
We'll save that for another show, the male Evanescence. You guys can come if you want to come do an acoustic version of male Evanescence. I will reserve a spot for you guys.
Excellent, man.
Podcast number 50.
That is a Dirty Thursday.
That would be dirty. So originally, when you guys formed, you Jay Smart was the drummer.
And well, then, he was the drummer on the album, but he
okay,
lived
and
in
that
Chicago
was the first album.
The lift us up from this.
Okay, I right remembered. On.
Yeah, that trailed off at the end.
Lift us up. Lift us up.
Well, tell us a bit about the new album. I know you guys recorded in the hood in North Park, over at Archival Sound. But tell us about the vibe of the new record, which is coming out in about a month from now.
You know, it's a real different vibe than the first album. Like, the first album was a lot more mellow, back porch, bluesy kind of songs. And this album's been shaped a lot from playing live shows in bars. You know, and like, when you're playing this real mellow, kind of slow, ethereal music, you're often struggling with the pace and volume of conversation. So we kind of had to, like, oh, CDs. cat.
The cat just knocked over all their merchandise.
Derailed my train of thought.
But you're saying when you're playing
like these mellow ethereal songs in like a chatty bar, you know, you kind of have to, like, I don't know, step it up a notch, you know, with the pace as well as the dynamic. So that's kind of what we did. And it's not, like, I don't think a bad thing by any means. Like, I really like the direction that's taken our sound. But it's definitely a little bit more of a louder, psychedelic, rock and roll, bluesy album, you know? It's a lot grittier and dirtier than the first album.
And in terms of production, are there a lot of overdubs? Is it a huge sound? Or I know I've heard maybe one track on the internet so far.
Yeah,
but
we definitely went
some.
Definitely some.
We went wall of sound on a couple of tracks for sure.
Get some layering going on.
I mean, we tried. We blocked out 3 weeks of the studio, which is, I mean, the first album we recorded in 4 days. So you know, we had a lot more time to work with this, and you know, the first couple days in there, we just laid down a bed of the tracks that we wanted to do, and then after that, for about 5 to 7 days, we just had fun. And try to stack as much things or as much stuff where it fit, you know, and just get real intricate. We brought in some outside players too. We brought in Chris Davies from the Penetrators, and he's like old legendary San Diego punk band. And our friend John came in and played some violin on a couple tracks. And we also had Heather from Podunk Nowhere and the Black Sands singing some backup vocals on a couple songs. And yeah, so we definitely layered it quite a bit.
Right on. And you told me before we started you brought in your own engineer from up north.
Timmons.
Yeah. Who is? What's his name?
Timmons.
Timmons, yeah.
It's pronounced Timmons.
Timmons.
Yeah. Timmons is great. Timmons worked with us on the first album, and he's been a friend for a while. Man, like, our album wouldn't sound like it does without Timmons. Like, I consider him a band member to an extent, you know? Like, whenever we're in the studio trying to do something, he's going to get the call.
Nice, nice. Well, I have a copy in my hand right now, but if anybody else wants to hear it, it's coming out on vinyl and CD, and I assume digital, of course, on July 16th. And y'all are going to do two more songs. What's the next tune? Do we know what the next tune is? When It Comes Down.
Off of the new album.
All right.
When it comes down, down by the old park, down by the waterside, by the window, nobody knows. So as these leaves fall, gentle as snowfall, onto your pillow, down feathers and brown, where do you go? Where do you go? Where do you go? Watching this stream move slowly and feel so slow moment from me. Just cannot be holding as hard, as strong as I can.
Again, you've been listening to The Heavy Guilt. We just heard When It Comes Down off their new CD, In the Blood, which is going to come out July 16th. And Mr. Al Howard, maybe you could tell our listeners where we can find you on the interwebs.
You can go to theheavyguilt.com. And yeah, you can check us out on Facebook. Just look up The Heavy Guilt and we will pop right up.
Great, cool. So why are you guys so guilty? Is this like a repressed Catholic thing or... What's going on?
Combination of mothers and Catholicism. No, it's just, I don't know, I thought it sort of described the vibe of the album. And we're not like a guilty or negative band. You know, the first album's called Lift Us Up From This, so the theme is to absolve us of the guilt.
Right on. And then for the new album, when's your CD release party?
CD release party is going to be July 16th at Glasshouse Device Gallery on 1815 Main Street. Just outside downtown San Diego. And we have a really, really awesome event. We have the Low Volts, Gunrunner, Black Sands, Heavy Guilt's going to be doing a set. There's going to be a record show, an art show. There'll be live art. There's going to be a circuit bender display. Man, it's going to be an incredible event. Starts at 6 p.m. and goes to 11, and it's only $5. And it's going to be all ages.
Awesome. Sounds awesome. All right. Well, again, thanks a lot for coming in and sharing your tunes with us. If you're out there listening right now and you want to see some pictures, you can find those at dirtythursdays.com. Also, subscribe to our RSS feed to stay up to date. And of course, you can find us on iTunes. Just search Dirty Thursdays in the iTunes store. I'm Ian Tordella, and until next time, that's all from Dirty Thursdays here at Dirty Boulevard Recording Company. Our photo editor is Darcy Fontenot. Our graphics consultant is Peter August. Our boom operator was Michelle Robinson. Food on the set was provided by the Cohen Group. Our SEO consultant is Lindsay Saul. Our intern and production assistant, as always, is Mo the Cat. For all your studio needs, remember, nothing says value like El Cajon Boulevard.
Oh, that's going to be hard to get through.
Sunday morning, clouds that crawl on the horizon, just as fragile as the sky, just as fragile as the sky. Break it down, resurrect it, build it all out of this nothing, in a storm without night, in a storm without night.